another exciting week of Steve-O and Mitch.
Aww. Is that really how you're going to introduce us?
Yeah. Lame. It's another great week.
Lame.
Why?
You don't, like, tell people we're exciting. We're just exciting. It's not like you demand respect and then get it. You just earn it. We're just exciting. You don't have to tell people.
But we're exciting.
No, we don't have to tell people.
But it's exciting.
We don't have to tell people. Steven.
But I'm really... Okay. But I really wanted to... I was just trying to explain to people. In case they weren't aware.
Oh.
Or if they thought it was going to be a boring week.
They're aware.
Or pointing out the fact that it's a full week because last week was 4th of July week. So there were a couple days there where we weren't here.
I know.
So I'm just trying to, you know.
Speaking
let everybody
of,
know what they're going to expect this week.
I was here hanging out yesterday, and I, like, really missed this place.
Really?
I didn't know what to do with myself. I was just like, it was my second day off in a row, and I was like, what do I do today? I don't have anything to do today. I mean, it feels like...
You didn't do anything this week?
I did. Okay. I did a lot of things. But
yeah, I haven't seen you in, like, 5 days.
I know. What's going on?
It's pretty great.
Oh, my gosh.
I did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you got a lot done?
I felt like I've been gone on vacation.
Oh,
I mean,
good. You don't have to take one.
Kind of was.
You don't have to take one.
Like holiday. But, yeah. Did you watch fights this weekend?
Totally not.
It was huge.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did someone die?
Oh, my gosh. No.
Well,
it's MMA.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
The fights.
Don't they
MMA?
Fight to the death?
No, they do not fight to the death. Who are you?
I just assume they fought to the death.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty
crazy. I don't know.
Crazy.
I wasn't invited
this is
anywhere.
It's not the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't get them. They weren't at my house.
Yeah?
They weren't at my house.
Okay.
They really weren't.
Okay.
So, you know. Got to see the Amberlin boys this week.
Yeah?
That was exciting.
Hung out with you for a bit.
Yeah, they're on their acoustic tour right now, which is very cool, with a couple bands, and I got some new music for New Music Tuesday because of it. Met some really great guys.
Good.
Who, are opening up for Amberlin.
Yeah?
Who Steven gave the salute of awesome to. I said, all right.
We'll do it.
We'll check it out.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked on it. On this band, anyways. Amberlin, that is.
Oh, okay. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, that's confusing.
Why? It's acoustic. They're on their acoustic tour right now.
But isn't that an Anchor and Braille? Oh, is that,
no.
I'm so confused. You're
it's
right.
Amberlin.
Okay, good.
It's Amberlin Acoustic. It's good stuff.
Man, that's going to be a good concert to go to if they go where you are, which is not here.
Yeah, they're not playing here.
Gosh,
sorry.
Story of our lives.
Yeah, pretty much. On tour right now with Campfire OK, who
Campfire,
you will hear
Oklahoma.
Tomorrow, 24 hours from now. For New Music Tuesday.
We have a really good New Music Tuesday planned.
Yeah, we do. I'm looking forward to it.
You're right. This is going to be a good week.
Yeah. So, good stuff going on. And today, I want to talk a little bit about this artist who used something near and dear to my heart to create worthless art.
Comic books.
Well, that's called a tease, woman.
Oh, I was just guessing. You didn't tell me the story.
I didn't
I was
tell
just
you
guessing.
The story. Not just comic books. You know what? You ruined it. Let's just talk
number
about
one.
This.
Number one. What? We don't have to talk
I
about it.
I was reading this story and...
I don't want to talk about this.
This artist, Steve Iyer. He's the proprietor of the World of Superheroes shop in Sheffield, England. Thought it would be cool to create a papier-mâché sculpture out of old comics. In fact, he saw it because Andrew Vickers...
Who is?
An artist.
Okay.
Had created some papier-mâché sculptures out of old comics. Then he noticed the cover of a first edition of The Avengers.
That's not a big deal, whatever.
You know.
How much are those worth?
$30,000 for that one? For that one? Vickers, the artist, said, yeah, I love the idea of me creating something out of such expensive things and making it worth less. I think it's brilliant. Is that art? Is that really art? He took a $30,000 comic book and made a paper-mache
sculpture. He's only saying that because he's angry he didn't know it was worth $30,000.
Right. His whole collection is not worth $30,000. That one comic that he destroyed that is doused in paper mache goo.
It's kind of like when something doesn't go someone's way and they're like, oh, no, 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 and they just act like that's how they wanted it to go. No, that dude did not. That dude would have rather had $30,000.
Yeah, I think I would have rather had
$30,000. Where did he find that?
I don't know. For Brody's baby shower,
mm-hmm.
It was hard for me. I went down to the local comic shop. And Chrissy wanted to take my old comics, and I said absolutely not.
No.
She wanted to create, what are they? Room hangy thingies?
Mobile.
There you go. And so all you ladies got together for the baby shower and proceeded to tear out pages of comic books to create origami little comic booky things, and they're still hanging in Brody's room. He absolutely loves them.
See? Worth it.
Yeah, absolutely loves them. And every time I go in there and I'm like changing a diaper, I just look up because he's always staring up at it, and I'm like, that was X-Force number one right there. That was X-Men 213. That was...
Wow.
And I just stare at them all. And then I look down and he's really happy and I'm like...
Okay.
I guess. $30,000 comic book destroyed.
That's annoying.
Paper mache.
It's annoying.
On the way, some Blink. Right now, it's Abandoning Sunday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Today is a grand day. Who's excited for Mad Lib Monday?
Me! I promised it to everyone yesterday.
We are an hour away from Mad Lib Monday.
Gosh.
We promise you. It's going down.
So crazy dumb for the past 2 weeks.
You know what else is going down? I'm really excited about this. For my birthday on Tuesday, July 16th, which just so happens
family
to be
movie,
my birthday.
Yeah. Isn't it Family Movie Matinees?
Yeah.
So
plural.
Exciting.
Finding Nemo at 11, Wreck-It Ralph at 2. It's going down at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater from 11 to 4, basically.
It's like one of those times where I'm just legitimately sad I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
Aww. It wasn't for your birthday, but for Family Movie Matinees.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, no. Whatever.
Get rid of that.
Okay. July 16th isn't anything else to me.
Wow.
Besides Family Movie Matinees.
I wish I could say I was expecting that because it's breaking news time, but that's not exactly breaking news to me.
You can't hit that button out of so much anger.
Yes, I can. Watch. Ow.
Deserved. Breaking news. Several tigers have trapped 5 Indonesian men up in a tree in a national park on Sumatra Island.
Stop it.
It's a little bit of a sadness to this.
Okay.
The group was attacked on Thursday after they accidentally killed a tiger cub. Why couldn't they just tell them?
What?
I'm sorry, it was an accident. It was an accident.
Maybe they were driving and it ran out in front of the car.
That's
you don't know. And then they got out to see if it was okay.
I'm
and then
so
all of a sudden
sorry.
A bunch of tigers showed up. And
they had
to
run.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, unfortunately, one man did die while the 5 others managed to flee up some branches. The survivors alerted nearby villagers using some mobile phones. Villagers had tried to rescue the man on Thursday, but retreated when they saw at least 4 large Sumatran tigers circling around the base of a tree.
That's crazy.
Should I reread the story now?
No. Do you think that they had to stare into the eye?
Yeah.
The eye
of the tiger? Yeah, because they're survivors.
Sumatran coffee's really good.
Dude, I really like Sumatran coffee.
Yeah.
It's good iced, too.
Yeah?
I mean,
I don't know that I've ever really had iced coffee, because I have, like, the iced Americano. But that's like...
Not all of it is good.
Right.
Did you know that I've only done karaoke once in my entire life, and this was the song I did it to? I sang this entire song at karaoke.
We need to get better songs.
I do.
All right, so anyways.
And it's really difficult because it's a really long intro. You're like, okay.
Right.
Everyone's
That's what you got to think before you pick any song.
Right, I know that now. You got to sit in the car by yourself and figure out what songs are good for
you. Perfect amount of intro right here. 1, 2, 3, 4,
nope, that's
5, 6. I got my first real 6-string. Perfect. Look at that. 6 seconds. Crowd only had to wait like 6 seconds before they get to hear your beautiful pipes.
And that could be you getting
You're
on stage.
You're welcome.
Or like coming out of the fog.
Yeah. It really could be. Or jumping on top of tables or whatever it is that you're about to do.
Yeah. No, no.
Just saying.
I agree with you, Matt Lott.
Just saying.
Breaking news. Not many people are determined as Ibrahim Youssel to stop smoking.
Abraham.
Yeah, I bet that is.
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Oh, wow. No, it's with an I. Ibrahim.
I bet okay. It means Abraham in some different language.
Could be.
Good job.
Yeah.
The smoker is actually wearing a cage on his head to
what?
Stop himself from having cigarettes.
Are you serious?
The 42-year-old Turkish man has been smoking 2 packs of cigarettes since he was 16 and is desperate to quit. His father died of lung cancer, so he knows he needs to be healthy for him and his family. He was inspired to go create the helmet-like cage by looking at motorcycle helmets. The former smoker doesn't go anywhere without a cage on his head, including work.
That's weird. That's just, no, no.
He leaves the keys to the cage with his wife so he can't ever sneak a cigarette. Family was a little unsure about his unorthodox method to stop smoking, but now they're very supportive.
He wears a cage on his head?
Yeah, to stop smoking. Apparently there's a picture, so I'm not going
to
find it.
No way. Okay, well, we got to find the picture because that brings up a great topic as far as like...
What would you do to...
Yeah, how did you quit a bad habit? You know, like, because we've all had bad, we all have bad habits.
I didn't ever quit it.
What, biting your nails?
Yeah.
Dude, I try and slap your hands away from your face as much as I can.
You don't do it often enough.
I know, because I always feel bad, because you don't care enough.
I do care. I want nicer nails.
Michelle, when you care enough, when you really want to quit, then you'll quit. Or just put a cage around your hands.
I should put a cage
around his head?
Yeah.
I want to see the photo.
Here's the thing. I have gotten stupid amounts of nail polish that tastes disgusting.
That doesn't
I've
mean anything.
Put on, yeah, it, I can just peel them off. If I can feel it and I have other nails to peel off my nail, I do it.
You don't care about like the way your nails look?
I do care. I just can't stop it.
You can.
It's an addiction.
You're a grown up.
It's not one of those things that you can just
stop. It's called
stop.
Self-control.
I don't have it.
Bible says we're not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Like,
you know
that
what?
Sound mind, that self-control.
You know what? Don't look. I have birthdays right there.
Oh, okay. Don't look. Scroll down.
I'm trying, but
I'm just trying to get the photo.
I'm trying. Hold on.
Trying to get the photo.
Okay, found it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A guy put a cage around his head to help himself quit smoking. So here's what we're going to do. Oh, man. Please post that photo. We're going to post a photo. That is real.
That's for real.
The guy has a cage around his head.
How does he see anything?
All right. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got the photo. We will put that up there. We want to know, what crazy habits do you have? Or maybe it's a bad habit. Maybe it was smoking, whatever it was. And what extreme measure did you take to quit said bad habit? I want to know, because I feel like that guy right there wins right now.
Yeah, he really does.
He full on wins.
I need to put cages around my hands.
Wow.
Cages around my hands.
You can. You can do it. I believe in you.
Do you?
No. Not really. I'm sorry.
Breaking news. If you're looking to trim up for the beach, pick up a controller.
Oh, cool.
A study found playing online video games can help you resist junk food. Here's the key, though.
What? That is such a lie. Okay, finish.
Here's the key, though.
Okay, here's the key.
You have to challenge yourself. Participants who took challenging computer-based quizzes craved junk food less than the slackers who did something easier. So the next time you want to inhale a box of Dunkin' Donuts, Google a video game you've never mastered and the craving will go away.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't really...
Give me that. That's not real.
The paper says it, so I'm sure it is. I found it on the internet.
That's... No, you know what? Maybe that is true. Because I was playing some video games this weekend, and the ones that I've played 1,000 times over with my kids, and I'm just like, deep, 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 deep. I'm like half paying attention, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But then I was playing another game that I got that is really incredibly, like, throw the controller through the TV difficult, and I was so focused that I wasn't snacking, I wasn't doing anything else, because my attention was directly on the... I didn't move for like 7 hours.
Okay, that's how...
Not really, but...
If I'm watching a show that it's funny, but it doesn't really take a lot of like paying attention to know exactly what's going on, I can eat, I can whatever. But if I'm watching, like, say, Sherlock, the BBC series, I can't even move. Like, if I blink, I have to rewind it.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that I missed something that I need to know.
You probably did miss something. That's usually how it works. Oh, we're almost done.
Okay.
We're almost done.
Are you at the part where they...
No! No! No more!
I'm not going to do that to you.
Tired of people running stuff.
I never do that to you.
You always do that to me.
Tell me when. Tell me when.
I can't think of it. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Yep. 1 Corinthians 13. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Whatever.
So I choose to ignore every single time that you wrong me, which is frequent. I think, because I don't remember.
I can punch you. Always.
Coming up, birthdays. Also, what terrible habit do you have, did you have? What extreme measure did you use to get rid of it? Thieves has a good idea for your nails. I'll tell you on the way.
Okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
That was a build.
That was a good build.
Really good build.
Good job.
Bob made that.
RHCP.
Yeah. Or Bob the Builder. Either or. It is Monday. It's a fantastic week.
It is.
Stever.
Hey.
You didn't even need a cue. You just knew.
He just knows. He's a pro.
Line.
What? Hey, it's the 189th day of 2013. Only 176 days remaining.
Yay!
Till my party.
Till his party.
Whatever.
I know where he lives, so I'm just going to go. I'm probably not invited.
Oh, you're not.
But I'll be there.
Don't worry, you're not.
I'll be there.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay. Not a super day for birthdays, but it's okay.
Okay.
Next week is a super week for birthdays.
We're going to have some fun. Okay. television chef.
Ramsey.
Yeah, I was going to say Dave Ramsey, but it's not.
I'm pretty sure he's on television.
Ramsey, what's his name?
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
You'd think by his name he played hockey.
By his name he played hockey.
I don't...
Bobby Boucher.
Chef Wolfgang Puck.
Wolfgang Puck. Does he have a TV thing? I just know his soup.
Does he have TV stuff?
I don't know. Wolfgang Puck.
Famous chef Wolfgang Puck.
66.
68.
64.
Ah!
And we're wrong.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine. Fine. I'm
going
to be wrong once or twice.
Let's see. From Animal House.
Well, no, he's dead.
From Animal House.
Mystic
Animal
River.
House. Kevin Bacon.
It's Kevin Bacon's birthday.
Yes!
Very good. You know, I was going to go through all these obscure movies that he's been in.
Yes!
You know, you had me beat. I was going to eventually get to...
Yes, Kevin Bacon.
You didn't say...
He is a solid 27 years old.
X-Men First Class.
Yep.
Let's see, what else did I have here?
Hollow Man.
The River Wild.
Or Hollow Man.
Apollo 13.
JFK. He was in Sleepers. With, like, Brad
Pitt. He's in everything.
Oh, that was a gnarly movie.
That's why they do 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Because it's easy.
He's such a fantastic actor. I love
crazy.
That. He's in The Following right now. That show I started to watch and was too much.
Are you
much.
Following it?
No.
Nope.
No. Watched a couple episodes and it was like, this is a little too much.
So you stopped.
It was so... I was, like, sweating watching the show. No.
Oh, it's one of those shows they try to catch you?
Like, murder, mystery. But it's on Fox.
Oh.
So Kevin Bacon's celebrating a birthday today.
He's probably like 57.
No, but he looks 23.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
You know who he's married to?
Not Keira Knightley.
Whoa.
What's her name?
From The Closer.
Yes. The one that looks kind of like she could play Julia Roberts' sister in movies.
Huh.
What's her name? Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah. I have no idea who that is.
Yes, you do.
From the Closer, the show The Closer.
I'll look I'll show you. Okay. He, man.
57.
Really? I'm going to say 52.
It's 55.
Ah. Dang it. I was closer.
Yeah, but you went over.
Whatever.
So what was the first? Right, I would have won. Was the first movie you remember seeing Kevin Bacon in?
X-Men, probably.
What?
Wow.
The first movie ever.
Yeah.
Not like Footloose.
No.
Or Footloose.
Hollow Man.
No, I never saw that.
Actually, for me, it was Animal House.
Yeah.
Nope, never even.
I saw Footloose before that. I saw Animal House.
I saw Footloose later.
Okay, so it is this actor who was in After Earth.
Will Smith. Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Jaden Smith.
It's at the Dollar Theater, and I still would feel ripped off.
I don't want to ever go see it.
Yeah.
Also in The Karate Kid.
Ugh.
Whatever. Kelly and I went to go see that in theaters, and we just walked out crying because we're like, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Why was that allowed?
Because they wanted Justin Bieber to do a song for a movie.
Never say
so
never.
So Will's kid,
I have a story for you.
Will's kid is having a birthday.
17.
I guess Karate Kid, too, right? He was in Karate Kid as well.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I say 17.
Dang it. 16.
15.
Oh, dang it. Wow.
Yeah, he's a kiddo.
Man.
Okay, from the Gilmore Girls.
Laura Graham.
And?
I thought it was Lauren.
Lauren Graham. And Rocky.
Balboa. He played
Peter Fontamalaga Lagamagaga.
Actually, his name isn't even Peter.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking of Peter Petrelli on Heroes.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes.
Miglia, Milia, whatever you say.
She's right.
Milo Monolagalagalaga.
Ventimiglia.
Ventimiglia. His name's Peter Petrelli. Okay.
Peter Petrelli.
Played Robert Balboa Jr. Does that mean...
He talks like he's got this weird...
Does that mean Rocky's name is Robert?
Robert Balboa, huh?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. It's always just been Rocky.
So Milo's celebrating a birthday today.
He's got to be like 27.
Stop it right now.
No, he's got to be older than that because
Heroes
like
33.
Is 32.
33.
Let's see.
I say 32.
I forgot how old he is. He's 36.
Oh, wow.
So he's kind of...
He's older than
he
me.
Dated, getting up there. He dated Hayden Panettiere, and then it got super awkward.
Who?
What? Hayden Soup Panettiere.
Sock.
It got. I think it was Claire in Heroes.
Claire on Heroes, yeah.
But then it got super awkward, and then found out they were brother and sister in the show. I'm like, wait, aren't they dating?
It was
in
a
real
show.
Life? Doesn't matter. It was still weird.
It was a show.
Still weird.
Wait. Michael C. Hall, who plays Dexter, his sister, Deborah Morgan, on the show, they were married in real life. Married.
Were?
Yes, were.
Ooh,
they're not, but they're still working together,
so
right?
Awkward.
Okay, yeah. So from One Tree Hill.
Chad, what's his name?
Nope.
Ocho Cinco.
Nope.
I've never seen One Tree Hill.
Me neither.
No, it's that.
No clue.
What's that dude's name?
I don't know because I've never
that
seen
dude's
it.
Dude's name is Sophia Bush.
Yes, Sophia Bush.
Oh, yeah, him.
Sophia
I don't know.
Bush.
27.
She's got to be 34.
31.
Oh!
Dang it.
Mm. Yeah. It's like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any music for this next one. I wish I did. I could have got it from Arrested Development.
Oh.
Or The Larry Sanders Show.
Oh, it's the dude that plays the sidekick. He's also in...
the sidekick?
On
yeah,
The Larry,
Larry Sanders Show. He
but who
played...
is... Is he older?
You know what? He was
his dad?
He was in The Ropers, too, after Three's Company.
Yeah, he was in Hangover. He was the dad.
Is he George Bluth? I don't know his real name.
Yeah.
He's George Bluth.
The dad.
Also known as Oscar
Jeffrey
Bluth.
Jeffrey Tambor.
There you go, Jeffrey Tambor.
74.
63.
69.
Oh, I was still closer.
A little bit closer.
I just finished Arrested Development, all four seasons.
Oh, nice.
Adam's Family.
And from Pritzi's Honor.
From the original Adam's Family.
Her dad was a great director.
I think you may have nailed it already.
Is it Christina Ricci?
Nope.
No,
oh,
her birthday.
No, Angela Houston.
Christina.
Boom.
Okay, something creepy.
Houston.
Angelica Houston.
Something,
that was Angelica
something
Houston.
Creepy. Christina Ricci's birthday is February 12th.
That's creepy.
Did her dad give it away, Steve-O?
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as you said that.
I think John Houston did African Queen, didn't he?
Yes.
No, sure.
I don't think so. But Angelica Houston is celebrating a birthday today. She played Morticia.
Yes.
Okay.
She was in The Witches. She was just in Smash, that TV show.
Never saw it.
I didn't either. She was in... I'm just trying to think of things you would know. She's 71.
I know who the... I watched that. Nah, she's got to be 70.
62.
Dang it.
She's hating on you. Okay, so that's it.
No!
Yeah, no, there's inanimate
what
objects.
A terrible.
We could do inanimate objects, I guess.
Today is almost my half birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Year.
On this date in 1984.
Wait. Let's see. I was alive.
Major sporting event.
On this day in 1984, rookie Michael Jordan was selected to the All-Star
Babe
game.
Babe Ruth.
No, I'm just
or John McEnroe defeated Jimmy Connors at Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, Wimbledon just
tennis.
Happened. And yeah. The NBA season's over.
So for the first time in 77 years yesterday.
A Brit,
Andy Murray.
Yep, good job, Andy. Andy Murray.
Murray.
He ended that British drought.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good.
A British guy won the Wimbledon.
Oh.
Honestly, when they said it, I was like, a British dude's never won Wimbledon,
really? That doesn't
really?
Make any sense. Isn't it in...
British dude's never won Wimbledon.
That doesn't make sense.
77 years yesterday. First time ever.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
Andy Murray. Good job. Not to be confused with Andy Rooney, who is the first American to win the U.S. Open.
Okay. Why would I confuse that? I didn't even know that name.
I'm just making sure you know. You don't know who Andy Rooney is?
No, what's
Andy
his
Rooney?
Birthday?
I don't know.
Casey, anyway. I don't know.
Is that all we got for inanimate objects? Are you done?
And Andy Rooney is. You ever notice?
Yeah, Andy Rooney.
From
Andy Rooney's got like crazy eyebrows that can swallow you whole.
The first one I remember him doing was. You ever notice when you go to buy a new pair of sunglasses? There's always a sticker right on the lens.
Andy Rooney.
He's, yeah.
Oh,
he's kind of you ever notice kind of guy from 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Biggest eyebrows in the world.
Nope. Come on, Andy Rooney.
I don't know who that
Look
is.
Look at those eyebrows.
I know those need to be trimmed.
Those are huge.
They need to be trimmed.
Well, now, you know, they don't really have to be trimmed anymore because he died like 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
Why would you do that to me?
Just saying.
You introduced someone into my life only to tell me that they're gone.
I got good news for you. Thebes chimed in and says that if you keep clippers with you at all times, you might be less likely to bite your nails. Mitch is a nail biter.
I am.
You bite your nails.
I do.
It's ridiculous. We're going to try and stop this because it's a really nasty habit and me slapping your hands doesn't
seem
to work.
You know what? Okay, my New Year's resolution is always to stop biting my nails, and I know I'm going to fail, but what if it's like Christmas in July, so it's like a new year, like New Year's resolution. We're halfway through this year, so we like have to revisit our New Year's resolutions and how we're doing.
Right.
So I have to revisit that and just face it, so now I have to do it.
Wow. But I'm exhausted listening to you.
I have to go... I have to leave now.
We got a dude with the cage on his head. We just read this story. Man who really, 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 really wanted to quit smoking, wearing a cage on his noggin so that he can, you know, stop himself from putting a cigarette in his mouth.
That's
or anything, actually. Wow. We posted the photo on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What nasty habit do you have or did you have? And what extreme measure did you take to get rid of it? We'll hit that up on the way back, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Also preparing for Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
It's on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
That hurt?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Sound like you're like rinsing water, rinsing your mouth with water or something. Yeah, you all right?
Yep. Fantastic.
Good morning.
Just trying to get my vocal cords ready for this song.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa.
I don't wish it were Sunday. Whoa,
you need to come up with words for the whole song because you just keep going. That's right, it's Mad Lib Monday. It is here. It is time, and I'm saddened by the fact that we haven't done this in a couple weeks, and...
Not purposefully.
I know! What the heck?
I know!
So, yeah, I've got a doozy this morning.
Yeah.
A doozy of a good one.
Yeah, so you gotta give us a call. We really need your help.
Yeah.
505-338-3700.
That's right. Time for Mad Lib Monday, and who gave us this one? Was this Celeste?
Yeah, she gave it to us.
Our good old Celeste from Afternoons, 2 to 6. You can catch her every single weekday. Yeah, she hooked us up with this monster Mad Lib book, and I'm pretty stoked. There's a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
I won't say the name of today's.
Okay, good.
I won't say it, but we've got a good one for you. But you got to give us a call, 505-338-3700, because we haven't done it in a few weeks, and, you know, there was kind of a reason for it, you know? So do people even want to hear it?
I don't know.
You believe me, Aaron?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Static!
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning!
I'm really excited to join this, because I missed it last week.
Right? So did we.
So did we, because we didn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know why you didn't do it, and I was going to call you and ask you, but...
You should have, because we both completely forgot, and then all of a sudden it was like...
It was like 9 o'clock at night.
There you go.
No, it was probably like 11.
I was going to say 11.
It was really late.
It was late at night.
I'm freaking out, because I just remember we forgot Mad Lib Monday.
And she texted me, and I felt like a fool.
It only happened once, so you guys are off the hook, I guess.
Or twice. It may have happened twice.
Two
times in a row. Maybe.
I need a noun.
A noun. Oh, I had a good adjective. Okay, let me think of a noun. Hold on.
You can give me a good adjective instead.
Ornamental.
Ornamental.
Good.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is on my mind all morning.
Wow.
You've been waiting.
Ornamental.
I have been, yeah.
There we go.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
Have a good one.
You too. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. May I please have a noun?
A noun?
Yep.
Okay. Dog leash.
Dog leash. I like that. It's a thing.
It is a thing.
And you didn't just say dog.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much for the call. Static.
Stalker.
Stalker?
That's for a noun.
Okay.
Nope, they didn't even...
There you go. Okay. Noun, stalker.
That wasn't stalkerish.
Unless that was...
All.
I know, I'm like...
That was like
cool,
a hint as to what's going on.
Unless that was what you were like referring to yourself, in which case I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
505-338-3700.
Static!
Hey, what do you need?
I need a number, so I'm gonna ask for two from you, because a number's boring. I need a number.
Okay, 13.
13. And then I need a celebrity male.
How about Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
Sounds good.
It's a good one.
Ooh.
It's a really good one. He's a good celebrity. Of sorts. Static!
Hello?
Hi.
What do you need?
Adjective.
An adjective. What's an adjective again?
Describing word describes something. It's very descriptive, describing.
Okay. Beard.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah, why not?
That works. Thank you.
Static.
Don't worry. That was just a dial tone.
505-338-3700. The phone number.
Mad Lib Monday.
I'm excited that these are happening.
Happening.
I know. We apologize.
It's a little scary, though, honestly.
Yeah? Static.
Hi, what do you need?
I need a noun.
Chewbacca.
You just knew. You just knew. Thank you.
There wasn't any hesitation there. That was amazing. I'll take Chewbacca.
Static.
Hello, what do you need?
I need a type of machine.
A type of machine?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yeah. How about an ice cream maker?
Okay.
Okay.
Ice cream maker works.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being creative.
This book is amazing because it's not just boring like...
Adjective.
Yeah.
Adjective. Adjective.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I really
it's keeping
like
us on our toes. Uh-oh. Person in room. Should we
rock,
let
paper,
the people decide or
no.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, all right.
Is it 1, 2, 3, shoe or 1, 2, 3?
Well, wait. There's person in room and then person in room female. So should I be person in
yeah,
room and
person
then
in
you'll
room.
Be person in room female? Okay.
I really wanted to play rock, paper, scissors.
Sorry. We can still play rock, paper, scissors.
No, it's okay. We'll play
505-338-3700. The phone number, if you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday. We only have a few left.
Ooh.
This is good. But there's some interesting ones
DJ, left to go. DJ, 505-338-3700.
All right. Static. Hello.
Hi, it's RJ.
Hey, RJ.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
We met him at 4th of July celebration.
I've known him for a while. But
oh,
yeah,
okay.
We met him.
I met him in person for the first time. How was your 4th of July?
It was good.
That's good. I need a very important one. I need an article of clothing.
A what?
An article of clothing.
A piece of clothing.
A piece of clothing, if you will.
Striped shirt.
Striped shirt.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So glad you were the person that we asked for the clothing.
Yes.
Static.
Hey, what do you need?
Type of food.
A type of food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go with pizza.
Pizza. Pizza works. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. I have a couple left. Dude, I like this new book.
Yeah, this is good.
It's asking for good things instead of just, you know.
Dumb things.
Yeah, let's do this.
Instead of bad things.
Static.
It's me again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Good, good.
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
You need another adjective?
Well, yes.
Pink.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah. It works. Static!
What do you need?
I need a type of food plural.
Type of food plural?
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Did you eat a lot of hot dogs for the 4th of July?
No.
No?
I'm proud of you because that's not the kind of meat you think it is.
This is true. Thanks for the call. My poor boys, they're like scarred for life, except
they
didn't
them?
Care.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we went and watched the fights at Dave the Drummer Dave's house, and there were brats and burgers and stuff, and they just scarfed them down.
Whatever.
They didn't care. But, I was honest.
I was scarred for like years.
I was quote-unquote honest because I don't know what's in them myself. So I was like, hooves?
Everything.
Brains?
Mm-hmm.
Intestines? I don't know. They just kind of get all the scraps off the floor and then put it in this machine, and they were like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, no, guys. And then
seriously.
when mom said, no, he's being serious for once, they were like, what? But then like the next day, I was like, hot dog, please.
Yeah.
Just put ketchup on it.
Gross.
You know that there's bugs in ketchup, right? I'm ruining them.
Seriously.
They don't care. They're boys. They'll eat anything. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
One more. Okay.
And it's one that's... Oh, I always cringe when I have to ask this one, so...
Oh, is it a body?
Hopefully we get some... Yes, sort of. Close enough. 505-338-3700, Mad Lib Monday. We need one more word, and we can do this!
I know. It's funny, because we always need one more, and then the phones get
and the,
completely
well, that's because it's always, like, jammed, and then people give up.
Well, so there's nobody right now, but pretty soon there's going to be... Every line will be full.
Right.
So call now.
505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. I need a type of liquid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So... I could just put in what I'm pretty sure 80% of all guys are going to say.
Urine.
Yeah. Pee.
Hang up.
That was the only liquid when I was a kid. Like that's and you were doing Mad Libs.
Throw up.
Static.
Type of liquid?
Yep.
Snot.
There you go.
There it is.
Is it really a liquid though?
Yeah,
because
it's
it
not
can
a
also
solid.
Make okay, fine. All right. Thank you. Snot works. All right. Are we ready for this?
Yes.
It's called The Spooky Opera. Part one.
Ooh.
There's a part two. We'll do part two next week.
Okay, good.
The dog leash of the opera was a silent stalker made 13 years ago. It starred Elvis Presley as an ornamental monster who had formerly been a weird singing Chewbacca. But he got his face caught in an ice cream maker. And when he recovered, he looked like Steve-O! I needed that. I needed that.
Here, do it again.
He got his face caught in an ice cream maker, and when he recovered, he looked like Steve-O!
There you go.
What are you trying to say?
It's
I mean, come on. Come on.
Messed up.
Elvis Presley got his face stuck in an ice cream maker, and he came out looking like me? I look like Elvis Presley with my face stuck in an ice cream maker? I mean, really, people?
Rude.
I feel like that's kind of rude and mean.
Can you finish the Mad Lib?
Yeah, sure, okay. So he hid in the tunnels beneath the opera house and wore a long striped shirt and lived on dried beans and pizza. One day, he saw Mitch and fell in love with her.
Yes. Oh, wait, that's
you.
That's Elvis.
Elvis, yeah. Elvis
okay.
Presley. So he kidnapped her and took her to his pink underground home. The monster was nice to Mitch and brought her delicious hot dogs and snot. That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting.
That's vile.
Part one.
If we would have pre-read that, we would have definitely played the Phantom music behind it.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Phantom, I've never seen Phantom of the Opera. No, it's not the banana.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
I've never seen the Phantom of the Opera. I'm sorry. I know. All my friends who dance tell me I need to.
Who dance?
You know.
Why do they dance?
I don't know. I've got my thoughts and ideas, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. Spooky Opera, part two, next week. You know what the cool thing is? We can actually keep part one. We'll read part one and then go into part two.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Planning ahead.
I like this book.
No. Bad news. I'm not going to be here next week.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Matt Lott from House of Heroes will be joining me next week. Mitch, you're going off to Mexico.
I don't want to have any part in this.
Say bye to all the people. Say bye to all the Monday people.
Bye, Monday people.
You still have an hour.
See you in 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, because you're going to be gone that Monday as well. So you're going to be gone for three Mondays. So in a month.
Oh, no.
So in a month.
I'll see you guys in a month.
See you guys in a month, Monday people. You got like an hour left.
Oh, yeah. Cover to cover today.
Dave the Drummer Dave said, dude, it's awesome. Phantom of the Opera. And he does not dance. I've seen him not dance. Yeah.
Yeah?
It's true.
What does that look like?
He's a man's man, man. He's
like
a drummer.
Da, da,
da, da, da. Maybe I will see it.
Da, 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 da.
Maybe while you're gone, I'll see all those movies that you've been hounding me to see.
Could you?
Matt Lott's going to be living with me for 3 weeks.
Okay, I have to see what kind of movies he likes that way.
Well, that's pretty much what we're planning on doing every day.
What if he really likes musicals?
I doubt it.
What if he
Doubtful.
Does?
He is in House of Heroes. They've got some musical-esque type songs.
They do.
We should play In the Valley of the Dying Sun coming back.
No, I think the one that we're playing right now, Choose Your Blade.
That's true, actually.
It's like West Side Story status.
Good job. Yeah, we'll play that coming back. Matt Lott going to be joining us in 1 week.
In my stead.
And by us, I mean me.
Yeah, because I'll be in a different country.
Off to Mexico. So part two of the, what was it? The hot dog of the opera? What was it called? The dog leash of the opera?
The dog leash, yeah.
Dog leash of the opera part two next week. Sans Mitch.
I'm really sad about that.
But Matt Lott will be here, so it'll be even better. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back.
Apologize.
I may apologize. We'll also be talking about this dude who stuck his head in a cage so as to not smoke anymore. And your quirky little addictions and habits and things and the crazy ways you stopped yourself.
Yeah, let us know how you did that. Because I need help. Because I can't stop biting my fingernails.
You really can't. It's disgusting. It's pretty gross.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Quick break. Right back with more. Steve-O and
in
Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Yep. It is that time.
It is.
You promised me.
I promised you the top video games, top classic video games of all time.
Of all time.
I have a list technically of the top 100, but I want you. You said that you could guess the top 10.
Yeah.
And
is this, wait, who did this list, first of all?
It's IGN.
Okay.
It's a reputable source.
Okay, IGN.
IGN, no big deal.
That's my gaming news. It's one of the sources. So,
Internet Gaming News International.
International Gorilla
Necessities.
Yes. That's what it stands for.
Yep, I thought so.
So they did a list of the top 10 games?
Yes.
Please. Number one is obviously the music behind me. Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Really?
You are correct.
Boom!
Oh.
Number two. Well, okay. Is there like any stipulations or anything?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all the top 10, all before the year 2000.
Pac-Man.
Not on the list.
Pac-Man's not on the list?
Nope. That just ends.
Donkey Kong.
Not on the list.
Donkey Kong's not on the list?
Nope.
There would be no Mario without Donkey Kong. Galaga.
Galaga is on the list. Unfortunately, Galaga is number 72 on the list.
What?
Yeah.
I told you this list was going to be wrong. Frogger probably isn't there. Defender probably isn't there.
Asteroids.
Tempest probably isn't there.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Pong.
Space Invaders. That's from Thebes. Space Invaders.
Asteroids.
Nope.
Pre-2000.
So, okay. The Legend of Zelda
is number two.
Yes! Okay, now I'm getting it because I've realized who did this list.
What's the Kung Fu fighting games?
Kung Fu?
Whatever.
Or do you mean Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, number...
Yeah. See, this is all the X...
Seven.
This is
you mean what? Street Fighter 2?
Yes, Street Fighter 2.
This is all
X-Gen.
Number 8? Okay, what about GoldenEye?
No.
Not on the list?
No. Can I give
you... There would be no Halo without GoldenEye.
What about Doom?
You just said Halo, huh? Is Halo on the list?
No.
Is Doom pre-2000?
Halo's after 2000.
The phone lines are jammed, by the way. Static.
Hey, is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on that
Mike
list?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
No.
No?
No.
This list is stupid.
Wow.
That was a good one. I like that one. All right. 505-338-3700.
Why are we even going to continue? The list is stupid.
I agree. Oh. Static.
Hey, is Mortal Kombat on the list?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat is not on the list.
Not on the list?
That's baloney.
Top 10.
Yeah. Top 10 all-time video games. 505-338-3700. The phone number.
You have number 1 and 2. You got Super Mario
what
Brothers.
What about NBA Jam or what about the football games?
Madden.
Yeah.
No.
Madden is not on the list.
I played Madden on Super Nintendo.
I'm getting texts like my phone just exploded. Okay. Static.
Hey, is Centipede on the list?
Centipede.
Centipede is not on the list.
Not on the list?
No.
Ugh. We need to make a better list. We need to make a better list than this. My wife just texted in Tekken.
Nope.
No, because Street Fighter 2 is on the list. There can't be that many. What about Wolfenstein?
Nope.
Duke Nukem?
Nope.
Excitebike?
Nope.
This list is stupid. That was all from Thebes. Static!
Super Tecmo Bowl should be on the list.
Super Tecmo Bowl.
Super...
Come on, that's football like at its finest.
Nope.
Pre-Madden. Oh, man!
Bases loaded?
Bases loaded.
No.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
However, I preferred Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's
true.
Good one.
All right,
peace out.
All right, Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, come on. Give him something.
You know what? Sonic is on the list. However, number 63.
63?
Yes.
Oh man, this is a terrible list. Tetris. My wife says Tetris.
Number 3.
Number 3 is Tetris. Yes. Good job there, Chrissy. Good job.
Now I'm going to give you a hint. It's not a big hint.
Okay.
Every other game on the top 10 list starts with an S.
So it's probably Super Metroid.
Super Metroid is 10.
Super Metroid's 10?
Yes.
Boom, one of my faves. Static.
Okay, what about Narc?
Narc.
That was
such a great game.
Not on this list.
Oh,
come on.
This list is terrible. IGN. Static. Hello. Fine. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to post this because we want you guys to be able to chime in. I just saw that's number, what, 20? Miss Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man was awesome. See, Miss Pac-Man Galaga, if I could have, you know, the, like, cocktail arcade machines that were the sit-down ones?
Yeah.
A Miss Pac-Man Galaga, that's, like, my dream machine.
Amazing.
I want one.
I sit at that machine for a very long time.
I want one!
Yeah. So, do you want me to tell you?
No!
Okay.
Hubert.
No.
Pitfall. I'm getting texts like crazy from people.
No, I told you everything starts with an S.
So like Super Mario Brothers was number one.
Yes.
Number two is Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Number three is Tetris.
Yes.
Number four was what? Did we not guess it? Number four starts with an S.
Yes.
So it'd be Super Smash Brothers.
Nope.
Silent Hill.
Nope.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
My ways.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Monday, everybody. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
What's up?
Trying not to rage out on IGN.
Don't freak out on them.
IGN put together a list of the top 100 video games of all time, and the top 10 list was a little surprising.
Yeah. Apparently, it was disappointing. Number one, obviously, was Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. Obviously?
Obviously.
I guess. That's what got me into gaming.
You know what? It kind of did the opposite for me. Like, I love that game, but if
yeah,
it...
Yeah, but you didn't play it, like... Were you even alive when it came out?
No, I wasn't.
Exactly.
I was -3.
I'll never forget, like, the Christmas I got my first video game system, and it was like... What? Under the tree, and it was the
Mario
Brothers
Duck Hunt
NES.
Yeah.
I didn't get the NES action set with like Super Mario Brother and Duck. It was pre-Duck Hunt.
That was genius. Like, how do I point this at the TV?
The little zapper.
And it just knows. It just knows.
I didn't have that. It was just the Super Mario edition. It came with the Super Mario Brothers game and the console. And then in my stocking, I got Kung Fu.
Ooh.
And it was like, what is this contraption? I didn't understand because before that, video games. Mm-hmm. My mom had like a Pong set. Woo! That you had the little knobs. And I was like, this is boring. So we would play outside. And I was like outdoorsy and I'd ride my bike everywhere. And then I got a Nintendo Entertainment System.
And video games have ruined your life.
Ever since.
Completely
pretty much.
Changed.
Pretty much.
Number one, Super Mario Brothers. Number two, Legend of Zelda.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Tetris is number three.
Okay. I had a Game Boy. Came with Tetris.
Yeah. Civilization 2. Is number four. Sid Meier's, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I've never, ever, ever played a single one of those. Civilization or Pirates.
They're on the list twice for Pirates.
Yeah.
Number five is Super Mario 64.
Which was pretty great when it came out. It was the first, like, I got to move all around. It wasn't a side-scrolling,
like, platformer.
It was weird
for me. And that's where I lost it, where I was like, and I'm done, because I have no idea what to do. And I would always fail. I always lost.
You're probably terrible at Halo, right?
Oh, I'm that girl that's like, I have the gun in my hand, but
I'm Chrissy.
Up against the wall, like,
looking at the sky, jumping.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I get out of the corner? I'm like, wow.
Me.
Okay.
That's me.
You're the one that's like, pew, oh, padding the numbers, easy pickoff.
Yeah, that's
good.
See,
thanks. Thank you.
That's me. Also, if I do find someone to shoot before, I can't, like, focus on them. Like,
right.
I can't. It's just.
No, yeah.
Why is it so difficult to aim? Like, I can't do that.
That's because you start freaking out and your thumbs just go crazy. What you do is you just got to stop, calm down, whoa, start firing.
Focus.
Instead, you with your thumbs. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
StarCraft, Street Fighter 2, Star Wars. Was it TIE Fighter?
Yeah.
And Super Metroid, number 10.
All right.
So, we asked you.
505-338-3700. Did IGN get it right? Did they get it wrong? We got a lot of comments already, of course. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. GoldenEye. I love that you put GoldenEye up there. That was Thebes.
I didn't put GoldenEye.
You didn't put GoldenEye? Somebody else put GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Wow.
007.
Good job, Thebes. Thebes had to have put that.
Yeah.
I spent hours. That was before, you know, like... you could jump online and fight everybody to the doom, like Halo style. And so we used to have parties.
Was that the Super Nintendo?
That was the Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay.
And people,
I played 007 on Super Nintendo.
You did not play 007 on Super Nintendo.
It had to have been.
No, GoldenEye was on the Nintendo 64. Woman, look at me. GoldenEye was on the Nintendo 64.
Maybe you're right.
I am right. And it had the Ninja Star controller, like this.
Yeah, I know.
And it was like the prongs, and you like
help,
and there was a little.
I remember playing it. I didn't play it a whole lot.
Just saying.
Okay, whatever.
I'm right, trust me.
Look, nobody likes Galaga, Tetris, Pac-Man, or Donkey Kong.
You can't say nobody likes him. Nobody's just voted for him yet. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What is the greatest game of all time? According to you so far, GoldenEye is winning.
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a great game.
Arthur says Zelda, like all of the Zeldas.
Okay. Everyone.
He said he played every single one of them.
I couldn't get through Majora's Mask, or there's a few I didn't get through.
Wow. Are you even a real fan? Are you even real?
Ocarina of Time. That was, for me, that should have been.
Is that how you say it?
Ocarina of Time? Yeah.
I want to say Ocarian.
No, it's an ocarina. Okay. Ocarina of Time.
What is that?
It's like a little flute thingy, and you blow on it, and like crazy things happen.
Okay, good to know.
It's like, hey.
I
gotta go. Like, what's the.
Oh, you said it. You said it just now. I'm not a gamer person.
Right.
I don't know anything. So when I found out that Zelda was not that dude's name, I was angry.
Did you know the Metroid dude?
Yeah.
What the Metroid dude's name is?
What?
It's not Metroid.
It's not Metroid?
And it's not a dude.
Are you kidding me?
Samus is a chick.
Why would they make that so confusing?
What do you mean, why would they make that so confusing? It's not confusing. She's just in like a space suit.
Okay, confusing.
And at the end of the game, when the helmet came off, it was like, I'm a chick? I played a girl the whole time? Samus. Yeah.
Wow.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What is the greatest video game of all time? Kind of being nostalgic today.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Phone for the whole family. On Static Radio.
I'm really excited.
Wrong. Everyone's got time for that.
Yeah.
Us.
Trust. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we definitely have time to play a really good record. Cover to cover. We've been getting some really good suggestions, and I'm taking this one to heart. Thrice. VCU.
Old Thrice. When did that come out?
2005.
Older.
It's not old as.
8 years ago?
Dude, Image of the Invisible, Atlantic for Miles.
We only play Image of the Invisible off that album.
Yeah. We played a couple. And back in the day of Dust and Nations, I think we played. Hold Fast Hope. I can't remember if we played that or not.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
It's a great record, so I will take that suggestion to heart. We'll play it.
Noted.
In the meantime, taking things to heart, I took IGN's top 100 video games list to heart.
So, like, offense.
And apparently so did everybody else because the phone lines were immediately jammed.
Freaking out.
Top 10 greatest video games of all time, at least according to them.
We had a lot of people posting on our Facebook, Star Fox! Star Fox! Like, different people. And I agree. That is one of the games that I played all the time.
Star Fox 64.
I played on Super Nintendo.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Play on Super Nintendo. That's correct.
I'm like, no, that was Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was, the wording was a little bit, I played this game, but it always like made my heart jump because I always thought they were cursing when they said Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, what did he say? Oh, he was talking to Fox. Okay.
Good job. Good old Star Fox.
Star Fox.
Good dude. Good dude.
Good
we
dude.
Go way back.
Yeah, totally.
We do, actually.
You do, back to the early 1900s.
Yeah,
tell late us 1900s,
your
actually.
Thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700. Greatest video game of all time?
Matthew says Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Okay.
Jed says Mega Man 2, Duck Hunt, and Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah. I'm partial to Mega Man 3 for some reason.
I never played any of them.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
Mega Man. You don't know who Mega Man is?
We didn't have a lot of money growing up.
Stop it, right? Don't try and give me that.
We were broke. We had to play outside.
Mega Man, he's blue, and he's got a blaster. It's like on his arm. He's got this hand cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, hold on. You're talking.
And then he beats bad guys, right? And so he'll beat, like, Cut Man, who's got, like, scissors on his head. And then he gets cut power, and then he can throw scissors.
They stole all of that from Super Mario.
What?
Because he gets a little mushroom, bloop, 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 and he gets bigger. And then he gets the little carrot, and he gets cape.
No, but if you get hit, you don't lose it.
Is that him?
Yes, it's Mega Man.
I've never seen this character in my entire life.
Stop it right now. You don't know who Mega Man is.
I really don't. I'm sorry. Was he in Wreck-It Ralph?
I gotta lie down. I need to lie down.
It was one of the, when I saw Wreck-It Ralph, it was one of those moments where I was like, gosh, I wish that I knew all of these characters.
Speaking of Wreck-It Ralph, coming up Tuesday, July 16th, the greatest day of the year, because, you know, it's my birthday. We're going to have a movie night. Actually, it's called Family Movie Matinees, and it's during the day. 11 a.m. show on Finding Nemo, and at 2 o'clock, Wreck-It Ralph on the big screen at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Check out details, calvaryabq.org. But yeah, did I mention it's free movie day?
Free.
Free 50 free.
50 free.
Dude, movies. Come on. Finding Nemo so you can get your cry on. Nemo!
You cry at the beginning of that movie. Within the first four seconds of that movie.
You cry throughout the whole movie.
Okay, yeah.
Are you kidding? I don't want to ruin it in case, for some reason, seven people haven't seen Finding Nemo. But no, the net. That stupid movie
making a sequel
makes me
to that,
cry no less than four
making
times.
Making a sequel, and I bet it'll be good. Finding Dory.
I guess, whatever. She was my least favorite part of the
movie. Whatever. I was also like 15, so whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, no. She was not my favorite. She just made me crazy the whole time. It was like, ugh.
Just keep swimming. Swimming.
Gotcha.
Made me crazy. And then you can cry some more a few hours later when you watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a couple times. I was like, what are you talking? Oh, yeah, never mind. Stupid Disney movies.
Was that Disney or Pixar?
That was Disney. That was not Pixar.
Not Pixar.
Because we talked about the top Pixar movies of all time.
Wreck-It Ralph, yeah, got it.
Wreck-It Ralph was Disney, not Pixar.
That's right, I remember.
So, same with, I gotta bring you Meet the Robinsons. That was Disney, not Pixar. Fantastic stuff.
Apparently you loved it.
It's a good family movie.
Yeah, Steven.
Thanks, Disney.
Going back to the
top 100 video games of all time. What's on your list?
Steven says River Raid.
From Atari? Yeah. Okay.
5200?
Yeah.
5200?
No, the 5200. The Atari 5200?
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, man. That's okay. You were like negative 12 at that time.
Wrong. I was negative 8 if it came out in 1980.
Okay.
Which I don't think it did.
Nah.
Like
so, Mega Man, we got Tetris Attack.
Tetris Attack?
Okay.
That sounds terrifying. Tetris by itself is already scary enough for me. Honestly, I freak out. I'm like, no, I'm not ready
when
for this
When I was
level.
A kid, I had to turn the music all the way down.
Because it
stressed me out, especially as it got, it's like, dung, 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 and then all of a sudden, oh, no, dung, 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 no, stop, and like the faster music, that was it.
You just press A the entire time, so it just slams down.
I was
like, fine, I don't care.
Freak out, and that was the end of it. Like, as soon as the music started getting faster, it was like, oh, no, no, no! Oh, that's it. I'm a Shia LaBeouf movie. No, 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 no! That's all he does, let's be honest. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. We want to know your pick for greatest video games of all time. IGN gave theirs, and I'm not so sure.
Alex says the Street Fighter series.
Yep.
All of them.
I remember standing in line at arcades with like quarters, like just sticking them up. Ding, ding, ding. I'm next.
Did you get next? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Except.
That was my.
Here's what made me. There would be times where you'd have to like keep your thumb on it just to make sure. Okay. Because then there were some where like the front panel after a certain amount of time got a little loose.
Oh, and so
and your quarter
in, like,
would slide
whoa!
Into the. Oh, dude. So mad. Quarters were like gold at the arcade. You couldn't just get that quarter back.
Nope. It was. So. Whenever I ran out of money at the arcade, I went looking under the.
Oh, yeah. I would press all the like buttons. Like,
put my fingers in the little things. And then I'd go.
Come on.
I remember I was on a field trip at an arcade and the supervisor was like, Michelle, stop. What you're doing is not okay.
Hey, you got a quarter? You got a quarter? I just need one quarter. You got a quarter?
Can I get
a quarter?
I'm looking underneath the machines and behind the machines.
Yeah, I know. I miss those days. They need to bring back the arcade.
Yeah.
Kids
just don't even know.
They don't. Isaiah says Super Mario Brothers, Super Smash Brothers, Call of Duty, World at War. What is this?
Modern Warfare 2. MW2. I'm helping you.
Modern Warfare 2, yep. Black Ops and Black Ops 2, the Metal Gear Solid series, Donkey Kong series, Last of Us, Resident Evil series, and he said he could go on for a while.
Dude, you need to go outside, Isaiah. It's a big list, bro. Yeah. Time to go outside just for a few minutes.
And those are all, like, the last of those games don't take, like, a day to finish. Those take a long time.
The Last of Us, yeah. I started. I am nowhere near the end. That game's intense.
Shane says Mario World, Zelda, Donkey Kong, Batman Returns, all of the...
Oh, Super SNES, dude.
I'm like, SNES.
Super NES.
Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah, Super. That one that you have said you played so much. You don't
but
even
don't
know what SNES is.
No, I don't.
It's the Super NES.
I'm sorry. I was also
Super
second.
NES. The SNES.
SNES.
Super NES. Cool. Yeah. Super NES. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, we are T-minus 17 minutes away. Thrice, VCU cover to cover. I love the suggestion. You can get your suggestions in studio at MyStaticRadio.com. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, more of your Facebook comments.
Commentings.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Making your commute suck less.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there
well,
yet?
As much as we can anyway. 6 to 10 on Static Radio.
Oh. What?
What?
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
T-minus 8 minutes away from cover to cover this morning. We'll be rocking Thrice, VCU.
What?
Just taking it, kicking it old school.
Heck yeah.
This summer. Because we've gotten some good requests and we can.
And it's that type of summer, yo.
Played old Silence school. From Blindside last week. Going to be rocking some old school Thrice, circa 2005.
I feel like that has to be a thing. Like,
okay.
That needs to be a thing this summer. We're just going to pick some really good albums that are older,
right.
But classic. Like, and it's nostalgic, but it's good too. It's not like...
Next week, To Hell with the Devil by Stryper.
But no? Just that one song over and over and over again for an hour. For an hour.
That'd be terrible.
Might be.
Hey, speaking of terrible, actually, this just came across our lap. Hey.
Oh,
and transition. Got to transition. I'm sorry. But massive prayer needed. Bodies of up to 40 people missing after a runaway train, which was rocking crude oil, slammed into a Quebec town, and they're saying that these bodies, they're not sure they're going to be able to recover them.
Right.
Five already confirmed dead in the disaster. Crazy fire blaze. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said the small town of Lac-Megantic,
I don't know how to say it,
looked like a war zone. There was a train hauling 72 tanker cars from North Dakota to eastern Canada. It rolled 7 miles downhill from an overnight parking spot and derailed on a curve at 1 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It's like a movie disaster.
Yeah.
So, apparently, they're saying that the dude complied with all of the rules. Several hours after the engineer left, someone shut down the train. Didn't know who it was. They're still looking into the situation. But, yeah, this town rolled off this corner, slammed into this small town, and they say right now 40 people missing.
Yep.
After this runaway freight train exploded in this small town. And so, man, lots of prayer needed in that area. Pray for the emergency responders. Pray for the firefighters. I do know that they said that the fire was dealt with. It's not clear if the fire was connected in any way to the derailment or why the train became unsecured. But, a mayor in another town told the local radio that firefighters had already dealt with a fire on the train earlier on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still don't have all the details. They don't know why the train, you know, basically ran away on its own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not clear if that fire in Nantes was connected to the derailment. They don't know exactly why, but basically this 72 tanker car train rolled 7 miles downhill from an overnight parking spot, derailed on a curve, and crashed into this town. So be praying for that entire area.
Yes, please. And also, I mean, I don't know if it's just this made news because of something else crazy just happened with another form of transportation, the
right
airplane in San Francisco.
Yeah. Two confirmed dead in that one.
Two.
Lots of injured.
Yeah. Over 100 injured.
Which, honestly,
not
and it's not
belittle,
to
it's
belittle
a huge
it. Yeah, it's
deal.
A huge deal. But on the flip side, when my wife first told me, it was like, oh, how many passengers, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wow.
And
two
I
died.
Went through the same thing, and I'm thinking, no, those were two souls. That right. was still a
my dad.
Huge
my dad
deal.
Died in a plane crash. I always assume that when a plane crashes, everybody
dies.
And so the fact that that there were two casualties and there were 170 something, you know,
something like that
on the plane was still very saddening news. But it was, oh man, okay. There's a lot of people that are injured, but amazing that there are survivors of this plane crash. So yeah, crazy weekend, plane crash. Now this train derailing into a small town. So man, be praying for these families in both situations.
Because
so
again, it's kind of like the natural disasters. They happen, and we kind of forget about it because it wasn't here. But those lives are still changed forever.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, be praying. We got cover to cover in T-minus 4 minutes to get you there. From In Scarlet and Vile, it's the Echoing Green song called Heaven. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
I bet they put all the stuff that sucks on in the morning just to, like, get us to go to school.
I think it's working.
Static Radio.